Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, and it's the 17th of September, and I'm recording at 10 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, well, this is supposed to be the quiet day here. It's the quiet day before what I will refer to somewhat dramatically as D-Day tomorrow, because we get the Alibaba float. We also have the vote on Scottish independence, and we also have the triple witching hour with the expiration on Wall Street of futures and also options. So a rich brew. Well, let's go back to that in a moment. But what did markets do in here today? First, they were a little bit steadier. Taking the Asia-Pacific, we saw that, although Japan backed off. It's got a short-term overbought condition and had modest declines of just under 0.5%, a little less than that for the Nikkei. Hong Kong up 1%, and the Shanghai Composite up nearly 0.5%. Here. So that's interesting because the Shanghai Composite Index had that downward dynamic. It had that key day reversal yesterday, but it didn't get any follow through in here today. And when we see that, we tend to regard it generally as maybe just a sort of a warning shot across the bows. The markets are getting back to a level where supply and demand is more evenly balanced, at least temporarily. But it's a good sign that it didn't go any lower here today. But it is still a little bit overbought here in the short term. But the overall underlying pattern, I maintain, is extremely favorable. Okay, Taiwan higher, South Korea up nearly 1%. Australia's been soft in here for the last fortnight, getting a little overextended on the downside. Short term oversold. It has pushed below its 200-day moving average, but not by all that much, and it's done that previously and then bounced right back. I'm hoping we'll see a bounce back here in the short term. One of the stories that's been driving it down is evidently China doesn't want some of the coal that Australia exports. Now, India also up a little higher here today, and that's certainly seen a reaction recently. But gains of 0.5 percentage point in here today. And again, mostly firmer. The exceptions are very small decline by Malaysia. New Zealand down 0.9 percentage point today. Looking at the European stock markets, they were mostly firmer. The UK is the only exception that I see on my screen here right now. And Italy, which has been underperforming recently, but it was up 1.5% today, and Spain was also up 1%. There had been concerns that there would be independence moves, or renewed independence moves. There had been plenty of simmering for a long enough time in those two countries. If the UK lost, or if they, I'll put it, rephrase that, if Scotland votes to leave the United Kingdom, I think that would be one huge mistake, and I'd be very sad to see it happen because it weakens the UK. But the betting shops are still favoring a no vote, and let's hope they're right this time. And if that if the no vote does triumph, then presumably that takes a little bit of pressure off Italy and Spain, although I'm not sure it would be all that much. Okay, Wall Street, fraction higher here today, between 0.15 and 0.21 of a percentage point. Mexico a little firmer. Okay, government bonds. This was interesting. Now, the U.S. Treasuries, now they were a little bit overbought in the short term, but they've had that good run up off the lows, which has broken the ranging downside momentum that we had seen for yields. So the yields slipped back earlier today to 2.55, but closed up above 2.62. And that's a new recovery high since this rally started about 3 weeks ago, I believe. And that's interesting. I'm just wondering, is it possible that some of the investors, institutional investors who've been overweight in bonds, maybe and have been a little disappointed, are they taking a few profits in the fixed interest sector to free up some cash for the Alibaba float? My guess, and it certainly can't be any more than that, my guess on the Alibaba situation, it's been well promoted. It's an exciting story. It's a bit of a triumph for Wall Street to get this, and they're doing all they can to claim bragging rights to go along with this by pulling off a successful float. And what might that look like? Well, of course they're going to be able to raise maybe close to $22 billion, making it a record, if or at least close to a record IPO float. And then we would see further buying as people did not get their full allocation, driving the stock up. Well, how might the Fed actually react to all that? Well, I think if it goes up very sharply, inevitably somebody's going to come out and say, well, this is all a little bit speculative and possibly climactic, particularly if it doesn't cause clear weakness anywhere else. But what I would suggest that you and I should be watching is that Russell 2000. That's really the canary in the coal mine as far as supply is concerned, and that's where some selling pressure has occurred. It's currently just above the midway point of its sideways trading range that it's been in all year, and if it drops down to 1100, a little below 1100, that would be in danger of completing a ranging top formation. So we need to keep an eye on that. It's not a threat at the moment, but the IPO could change things relatively quickly. What happens on that Scottish vote? Well, I'll certainly be glad when that's behind us. My guess is that a number of the no votes have gone quiet. There's been a little bit of political intimidation on the part of the people who want Scotland to withdraw, from all reports. And because all I know is what I'm reading in the papers and actually seeing and so on. But this, if Scotland does vote to leave the United Kingdom, this will have long-lasting repercussions which extend well beyond just the United Kingdom and Scotland. Okay, but as I say, my guess is that the no votes can just squeak the victory, and hopefully they do a bit more than that. There are even some reports I read today that some of the people who are going to vote no have been declaring that they're going to vote yes, just to keep political pressure off them. Well, we will see. And elsewhere, precious metals soft today as the dollar soared higher. The US dollar index had a good run, and it's just extended it a new recovery high for this move. It's up to 84.625. And that's brought sterling back down. Sterling had been firmer today. It was up at 63.30, I think, or thereabouts at one stage. It's currently at 1.6273 against the US dollar. And the euro has slipped down to 1.2860 against the US dollar. The yen has weakened further against the greenback to 108.35. Investors may well like that. You can buy Japan a little bit more cheaply, although it is getting a short-term consolidation in response to an overbought condition overall. But I regard a weak yen as supportive for Japan's stock market overall. Now, the precious metals got clipped. Palladium, now I'll start with, palladium, $8.70 down. That's it back at 8.35 and change. Silver was up at 1880 this morning, but trading after hours here at 1854, and that's down 18 cents. And platinum, that extended its recent declines, down almost $15 at the moment, it's to 1352, and gold also extended its decline, albeit within the range here today, 1223, $1,223, in other words, on spot bullion. So these are oversold in the short term. And they look ripe for a technical rally, but at the moment you can say nobody's really very interested in these still, and everybody's looking at stock markets and bonds for the most part. Agricultural commodities quiet in here today, not much change it looks like there. Crude oil a little weaker. On the WTI, that's down to 94.08. And let me just bring up this index to see what the. Whoops, let me just see if I can get it. Okay. Beg your pardon. This is third try, third time lucky. Yes, talking chew gum at the same time or walking chew gum at the same time, struggle. But the Brent blend down third, well, 33 cents, 98.72. So a little oversold in the short term there as well, but not much. Upside pressure here at the moment. Industrial metals, I think, were mostly a little easier in here today. That's including copper down to 313.65 in New York. They had a reasonably good day yesterday, but no follow through today. Well, it's all going to be about tomorrow, and it will be exciting, and I look forward to reporting on it after the close tomorrow. All the best.